people, Starship Rokon Show with Anna DeBlancis up for another, well,
not really in just another day.
No, it's not another
day. It's a special
day. It's Halloween.
It's Halloween, and you're leaving a trail of greenness everywhere you go. You touch things, and there's green everywhere from your former Hulk costume earlier in the day.
So I went and took a shower at the WGN Shower Center.
How did that work
like
out?
Like, we got the weather center, the newsroom. I'm really surprised that that hasn't been sponsored like everything else.
By like Dove or something.
Maybe Plumbers 911.
Yeah, Plumbers 911 Shower Center. Very good. Jody!
She's on you. It. Sales department.
There you go.
Get on it.
There you go. So the Plumbers 911 Shower Center, and for TV today, I was in full green body makeup for the Incredible Hulk.
It was so good.
I had this kind of painty kind of stuff on my feet. I had to be barefoot, which is a kind of a nightmare, really. I think I have this nightmare recurrently of being barefoot at work. And so I had to be barefoot, and I had this green paint on my feet. Mm-hmm. And then I had my hands, my arms were painted, and my face and neck and everything was painted. And then the rest was a suit. I know. It looked like
it was very
own,
well done.
Looked like my own muscles. I'll put this all up on the social.
And you had some kind of black lipstick and like a lot of black around your eyes, too.
Yes. Right.
It looked very mean.
Yeah. And I will share with you why I had to take this off as opposed to doing this on CLTV, which
yeah,
I
was hoping you'd keep it on.
Would quadruple the ratings. The problem is that in that suit, mm-hmm. you have to be zipped in and zipped out of that suit by another human being.
Mm.
And once you're zipped into it, you can't do all the other kind of functions you might have to do.
No. Yep.
Like after you've had a couple cups of coffee.
That's
you know
right.
I mean?
Okay.
So,
good choice.
And during the show, you need to be able to, you know, kind of move around and do that sort of stuff. And, you know, Mary Millen, who's she's the chief executive officer of Rokon Incorporated that, you know, handles all of my personal things, but personal needs.
You're zipping?
My zipping. I am not going to have her stand around and zip me in and zip me out of that suit. So I go to the bathroom. So I decided. And it was in the best interest of all of us.
It really
all
is.
All of us.
It really is. But then I'm glad you were able to get all the green paint off because I was worried about that.
Well, so I go in the shower. Mm-hmm. I would ask people in the building not to go into the shower because it looks like the Incredible Hulk was murdered in the shower. There is green. It's like the Joker. It was like it's like a Batman thing. It's bad. I know it's the wrong universe, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of green, huh?
A lot of green.
You just was green every.
There's actually green. This is kind of an interesting. And I'll dare anybody to figure out how it got there. There's actually green, almost at the ceiling over the toilet. Now, I don't know how you're going to have to be able to explain that.
Whoa.
You're like shaking off like a wet dog, shaking off the green in the shower.
Sort of, yeah.
I mean, did you bring a towel?
Yeah, I
or
brought
did
a towel.
You use all those little napkins?
Yeah, right. I was just using the little paper towels. It was really something.
Under the hand dryer. Squatting underneath it.
I'm almost done.
Yeah.
They'll be here for an hour.
Yeah.
Those poor cleaning people.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, my God. They're going to go in there.
They're so nice
there's
when
nothing
they come
but
in.
Green body paint and...
They might call the police. Yeah. You better be careful.
It looks like a crime scene.
It does, I'm sure. You're going to be questioned tonight. Ding dong.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And I can't even get all the eye stuff off. I still look a little...
Let me just tell you look really good with makeup, and I'm just saying maybe you should wear it more often.
Yeah.
I liked how you were daintily eating the candy corn on air with your makeup on. I just thought
I thought the Incredible Hulk would eat candy corn one little bite at a time.
I was like, that's not how the Hulk would do that.
I was making him my own.
Oh, I see. He was sort of Rokon emulating.
It was
the
me.
Hulk.
It was me. Those were my choices as an actor.
Got it. What was your inspiration for being a dainty eater of candy corn? Because it looked really weird on air. I was like, what is he doing?
I just imagine,
the Hulk would just grab a big old, handful of it and swish it into his face.
My Hulk is very sensitive.
Oh, okay. All right. Very modern day kind of Hulk. Sort of understanding and appreciating others
okay,
around him.
Okay, CLTV's got the photo up now, all right, of us in full costume. That's our show in full costume. It's Violetta. Me.
I think I win the award for the most elaborate.
Oh, Brian, Judy, Jeff, and then Kev, who's dressed as Kev.
No, he has football ears.
I got football ears. Big football guy.
So
I'm a football guy, too.
What are you?
I'm a football guy who's a sports reporter.
Oh, gee.
Oh, God.
That's not a costume.
So
it's
a
pretty pathetic, Kevin.
Well,
very
I didn't know we were dressing up today.
You really
talked
did?
About it yesterday.
Yeah, and everyone said no. Rose said he was going to get undressed by the time he got here.
I couldn't because there was no way to do
right,
it
I
over there.
I didn't know that. I didn't plan ahead.
Yeah, I didn't. I had
I don't
to
that.
The only place to take a shower was here. I wasn't going to go take a shower in the Ron Majors Memorial Shower Stall at ABC 7. He's not dead. He just doesn't work. He just doesn't shower there anymore.
No.
All right. Can I let's talk to Judy here very quickly. Find out what's coming up at the bottom of the hour.
A big thank you from President Obama.
This November 6th, you have the power to influence the course of politics. Follow the most comprehensive local political news online, chicagotribune.com/midterms.
All right, Ben Bradley joins us right now. He's in the WGN-TV newsroom, and he's got many thoughts in his head.
He's dressed as a TV news anchor today.
I am.
Great job.
Complete with freshly shellacked hair.
It looks good,
so,
Ben.
Which is the key. That is the key.
Yes. I'm doing that myself. I've never showered and gotten right on the radio before.
Really?
I'm a little wet. I'm still sort of, you know how the water still comes out of your ears for
yeah.
an hour?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's happening in my headphones.
Just shake
right
like a dog real quick.
I did earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a it basically is like a Gumby Holocaust in the bathroom here.
It's like Gumby threw up all
yeah,
over
right,
the bathroom.
It's like Gumby, like literally Gumby exploded.
Oh, gosh, that's a brand new bathroom, too.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I'm not sure it's ever been used in that way before.
On CLTV now, we're looking at a picture of you in the Hulk costume. My retinas are burning.
Yeah. It was.
You have never looked in better shape. I can say that.
That is true.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's just body paint.
Yeah.
That's just body paint over my... Those muscles are totally real.
Yes. Totally. Yeah.
Yes. And those shorts you were wearing will never be the same. They're ripped in just the right places.
I just... You know what? My problem is that he wore... this particular costume has purple pants.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I really don't see... What's the Hulk's real name? The guy?
Stan Lee?
Bruce Banner?
Banner, yeah.
Yes,
Bruce Banner.
That's it.
So did Bruce Banner really... Did he always like purple pants? And I'll bet you that's what made him mad. This is... Like somebody go, oh, nice pants.
Yeah.
And then boom. Ah!
Oh, the rage.
Yeah.
The rage.
Yeah, I get it. Uh-oh. That's a problem.
Yeah.
All right. You have an update on a story that you guys broke about a Chicago Heights Park District police officer.
Yeah, and yes, indeed, there is a Chicago Heights Park District Police Department.
Okay.
Who knew? But the police chief down for the Chicago Heights Park District, a guy by the name of Christian Degree, now in custody. He's charged with a couple of felony counts of recording sexual activity with women whom he dated and then illegally disseminating those images. He's also charged with attempting to intimidate one of those witnesses as the investigation closed in on him. We've been looking into this guy for the past couple of weeks after we got a tip about some of the images, and we were told, and prosecutors say, that he did, in fact, share these images, showing the most intimate of moments with other people. We were told he sent it out to friends, colleagues, including fellow members of law enforcement.
Oh, gee.
And where was he having the nuptials?
So he lives in Dyer, Indiana, with his family. He's married.
And his dog. We just saw his, well, that's a police dog, maybe.
This activity is alleged to have occurred at a love nest that he maintained in the South Loop in downtown Chicago. And his attorney today, just after the bond court hearing, had a rather interesting argument. He said that his client was set up by the previous Chicago Heights Park District police chief, who Christian Degree is apparently testifying against in another case, asked about why these women may have been recorded in this apartment without their consent. The lawyer said, well, actually, in the apartment, there's a sign near the TV that says you may be recording.
Oh, my gosh.
I have that in my house,
yeah,
too.
Why yeah, why not? Every creepy person yeah. does. Yeah. It was consensual, right, that the women were going to have some kind of relationship with him, but then they didn't, none of them knew, they're saying that he was actually recorded.
Yeah. We spoke with one of the women. You'll hear from her on the WGN News today at 4 o'clock. She says that she met this guy on one of the dating apps. They went out on several dates. Obviously, the physical relationship progressed, but she said that she was never told that she was being recorded. In fact, she says she kind of made a joke about it when she first visited his apartment because she knew he was in law enforcement and had a private security business and kind of made a joke about security cameras. She says he denied that there were any there, but said, why? Do you see one?
Oh, gosh.
I don't see him really as a bumble guy so much. I kind of see
more of a plenty of fish.
I think, definitely more of a Tinder kind of guy.
Farmers only?
No. Mm-hmm. No, I just, no.
Yeah, so more it's, of a sort of a hookup site.
Yeah.
It's a sad story, one that is even sadder when you think that he has a family. And in fact, in bond court today, we believe his wife showed up there and is now in the process of posting bond for him.
Oh man, that is a walk of shame if she posts bond.
He may not want to walk out.
Right to the parking lot. That's a bad one.
Well, especially considering there are about half a dozen TV cameras out there right now to capture that walk of shame.
Were the videos distributed publicly as well, like on social media, or were they shared amongst friends?
The prosecutor said they were shared amongst friends, and obviously some people who he thought he was closer with than he actually was.
Yeah.
So it really is some chilling stuff when you look at it. And also we have the verbatim of a text message that he allegedly sent threatening one of the women.
Okay. All right. That's enough of that.
Jeez.
All right. Thank you, Ben. We'll see you at the 4, 5, 6, 9, and 10.
Sounds good.
Very threatening.
Try it again. It doesn't scare me. All right, let's check in with Judy Pilak in the WGN Newsroom in 2 minutes. Yeah, it's a Rokan show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN.
Tells you something about the time in which we live that candy corn can be such a polarizing force. Have you heard these conversations lately? Have you seen it on social media?
Yeah.
I hate candy corn. I can't stand candy corn.
I think candy corn.
Who likes it?
I think candy corn is out there wanting to be trolled.
That even candy corn, there's a @candycorn Twitter handle that now says, yes, we are the worst candy ever. Mm-hmm.
Plus, it's so old school. So I think millennials, some of them want to be like, I love candy corn.
I heard it described as Satan's earwax. It was like the first thing I saw this morning when I just like logged in.
I'm a fan. Oh. Wait, does everybody else hate candy corn? I kind of like candy corn.
Mm-hmm. I like it too.
No.
I'm a fan.
Some people are.
Now we're
going to
get in a fight.
Lying.
We're
going to
get in
lying.
A big fight. I can feel it.
I only eat it once a year, so I kind of like it.
I like the original ones, but the pumpkin ones are like those big ones. Those, it's too much going on there. You just need the little original candy corn.
You know, let me tell you something. Let me just explain this to you.
Okay.
If you're eating candy corn out of Halloween season,
that's a problem.
Something has gone really wrong in your life.
Yeah, that's a psycho move right
there. Do you guys chew on them?
Yeah.
Can you eat them?
Yeah, you swallow them whole like pills. That's what I do. They're much better that way, I think. Actually, they are much better that way.
I eat them in three pieces.
Oh, you chew it, the colors?
Tip. Yeah, the tip and then the white part and then the...
So you start at
the tip. The white part.
No, it's the orange part.
Just the tip.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
The top of it's the white part.
Oh, no, I thought that was orange.
Oh, I look at it the other way. There's a whole nother discussion.
Oh, boy.
Anyway,
because
I eat it in three pieces.
It comes to the tip. It comes to
the thick part.
Part
is the yellow part.
Yeah.
Yes.
The white, orange, yellow. The orange is the middle. The pointy part is the white part, the tip.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's supposed to look like a corn kernel. That's
but
why
what you can do is you can stack them and it looks like a corn on the cob.
Right.
You
right.
stack them properly.
Right.
Who knew? I just learned that today. It took me half a century to figure that out. And then all of a sudden I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh my God, look at that. You can do that. Who knew you could do that?
All those kernels.
I'm team candy corn, officially.
I am not.
I'm not.
They just get stuck up your nose. That's the problem.
Oh, that's what kids do with them for sure.
Yeah, just kids.
Right, exactly. Just
only
just kids. Yeah, just kids.
Right. That's what you hope.
Oh, wait a second. Skilling, Mr. Skilling. I'm sorry, Mr. Skilling.
Tom seems like he's a candy corn.
Sorry, I still haven't gotten past Satan's earwax. You know,
literally,
that is really disgusting.
It's out there, Tom. If you want to see how hateful people are about candy corn today,
isn't that awful? You know something though? You made me think about something in discussing this. What is that supposed to taste like? We've eaten that all of our lives. It's like caramel, isn't it? I mean, that's what I always thought.
Like waxy sugar. That's what I would.
Yeah,
caramelly.
Yeah, it doesn't taste like. Pumpkin or nowadays everything, you know, they flavor everything with pumpkin. I mean, we have lattes with pumpkin in them and
way too much
donuts.
Yeah.
I just bought pumpkin crackers. I'm not into the pumpkin craze, but they had a sample at Mariano's. It was spicy smoky Gouda with the pumpkin cracker. It's so good.
Wow. Well, you know, it's funny that the Oreo folks haven't picked up on that. They put about every other flavor mm-hmm. between those little chocolate wafers. Like, they were talking about one on our news program a couple weeks ago, wasabi.
Oh, yes.
Or is that the way you say
the wasabi.
It?
Wasabi, yeah.
That you put mm-hmm. with sushi?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they have that as a filling in the Oreo cookie. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what that tastes like.
Oh, hell no.
Wasabi's spicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do have a pumpkin spice Oreo, Tom.
Oh, do they?
Oh.
Yeah. All right.
Phew.
Yeah, yeah. Well, then the world is more sane than I thought. That's good.
I don't understand the concept of the pumpkin, though. When did the pumpkin all of a sudden become a flavor?
It's flavorless. There's no flavor
right.
to it.
That's the point. Pumpkin pie, the whole... And I love pumpkin pie.
Me too.
It's delicious.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
Among my favorite pies. And maybe, you know, in the autumnal season, it mm-hmm. is my favorite pie. But it's just a delivery system for whipped cream. That's all it is.
See, I don't like it with the whipped cream.
Is that right?
No, that's all that is.
It's a delivery system for whipped cream.
It's a delivery system more for the spices, like the cinnamon.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what you get.
Well, you know, it's interesting. We have one of the largest pumpkin processing plants in the country, right? Down by, I think it's downstate around
Peoria. Number one pumpkin producer in
yes.
the country.
Yeah. And I think it's wonderful. I love all this pumpkin stuff. You know,
look at you. Yeah, look at you. Like Orion. Orion texted him.
Does Orion like pumpkin? I bet he does.
Tom, please say something nice about the pumpkins.
I'm sure they grew pumpkins up in the Kickapoo Valley, you know, in Wisconsin. They're good. And the pumpkin spice latte started the whole craze, I think, didn't it?
It did. Yeah,
at Starbucks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Now, is it over now? Now, as of tomorrow, is it
no,
over?
No, I hope not.
It's not over. It goes through Thanksgiving, for sure.
Come on.
They should do that year-round.
They should do turkey-spiced coffee at... at Starbucks.
Start that.
Where it's like, all of a sudden your coffee tastes like turkey. And you're like, I don't know.
And then you get tired. Backfires on
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Then you want to watch football all of a sudden.
Oh, I don't think this works.
Pants on.
A turkey spice latte.
Oh, God. This really doesn't taste very good. It's not what I anticipated.
Is he on medication today again, Anna, or whatever?
Sugar high.
Okay. So at 5 o'clock this morning, I bolted out of bed, and I realized I was going to be. I just got my assignment for When to See Live, essentially on Monday for what we were going to do, and I realized I am going to be in this outfit that I can't get out of, and I don't have feet. I'm literally my bare feet. That's how we did this.
Wow.
So, and I thought, oh my God, what am I going to do? So all of a sudden, I had to make, like, 5 o'clock in the morning, I wake up and I go, how am I going to make it from TV to radio in this outfit and without shoes? I mean, how is this? This is not.
But you know,
it's going to work out.
Ro, the beautiful thing about radio is you can do that, and none of us know. You know,
the better, right?
That's right.
In theory,
we're no wiser
to
it.
Except for the CLTV. Here we go.
Well,
again.
That's a good
CLTV
point.
Loves this picture of me, man. They keep putting this thing up.
There you are in your Hulk costume.
Yeah.
Can you offer us any additional clues on what this outfit is, or is this a surprise?
Incredible Hulk. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, look up at your CLTV, Tom. Then you'll see it.
Do you have that in your office?
You don't have CLTV.
You know what?
That is how
tells you something.
That tells you something really important, that Tom can't get CLTV
you
in
know
his
what?
Office.
I have a bank of monitors here, and they used to feed it through. I don't know why.
It's the guy in green in the bank of your monitors.
Yeah, you actually don't know that it's you if you didn't know already. It might just, I mean, it does not look like you.
I walked into the newsroom and Steve Bertrand was like, he hit the panic alarm, and then all of a sudden there was like a SWAT team that showed up here.
That's right. We're on CLTV now. Now, what are you seeing of me? I think my
just
back is to the camera, right?
Just a picture. We don't.
Just from the neck up. Don't worry, Tom.
I don't know why we don't turn that camera around for this, you know, so you can see our faces. Although, on the other hand, when I look at the face in the morning to shave, maybe I do understand why the camera isn't pointed at us.
Tom, please don't.
We love seeing you. Please.
There's a big poster. You get off the, you get off of the elevator here in the WGN complex.
Oh, yeah. That is beautiful.
And you turn to the one set of doors takes you into the radio station. The other set of doors takes you into a Tribune Media office of some sort, and there's a gigantic poster of Tom.
I saw that.
That's of you. It's
like,
what does Skilling say? That's the
yeah. You know, that's true. Well, it's funny. My roommate Sean was down talking to the evening folks, and he said they got a picture of you hanging on the wall. And I thought, well, you know, probably had Target rings on it or something like that with a dart
set. Did Sean want to steal it off the wall and take it home?
No.
And really punk you with it?
Probably. Believe me, he sees enough of this face walking around the place. But no, I think that's
you should put it in your hallway at the end of the hallway.
Yeah,
of your apartment complex there.
Yeah, I'd do that. Make them look at it.
Right, so that when the other residents get off the elevator, they see there's Tom. Oh, that must be where Tom lives.
Well, imagine the children who come trick or treating open the door and this face.
I know what you're going to do here.
Okay,
I can feel it. I can totally feel it.
This is so important.
He's setting you up, Tom. Be careful.
No. See, this is the thing that I grew up in an apartment building where you live.
Right.
Sure. How tall was yours?
The first one when I was trick or treating age is 23 stories.
Okay. Uh-huh. And is that about yours too?
Mine is 45.
Okay.
They put out little things and you can opt to be a trick or treat location or not. And we do.
Just like yours.
Back in my day, there no one opted in or out. Oh, we just showed up.
Where are the goods?
Yeah, there was an organization back then. There was, because everything was on pencil and paper or a tablet or a piece of stone. And flint, so they didn't. So, like the building office didn't want to have to manage this.
Sure,
they didn't put a note under your door.
Was going to say no. She didn't want anybody coming to her door, right? And we would just show up and we would just go to anywhere we could and just constantly do that. And then sometimes we would just do that and we would then run to the stairs and run down. I ran down. The
ding
other kids
dong
ran
ditch.
Up. Yeah,
the ding dong ditch.
Ding dong ditching for that.
See, I always thought this was pretty neat for young people grew up in a high rise because it's so much more efficient.
Yeah,
you cover so many. You pick up more candy that way quicker.
Yeah, very quick.
When you don't have to walk from house to house.
Highly efficient, and then you don't have to deal with the elements either on these bad Halloween.
That's
years.
A good
but
point.
It's fun to run wild on your neighborhood. Just bounce from house to house, running through lawns.
Get creeped out by some of the stuff.
Running around. Yeah.
I know.
Did you sign up?
Oh, I did. Yes.
What are you giving away, Tom? What do you get at your
house? Well, I went to Costco last week, and that was one of the tasks there. I love Costco. It's fun going into that place to begin with.
I know.
All the samples on a Saturday.
Oh, gee. Those stores are...
I don't know why.
If you wonder if the capitalist system works, there's a perfect example when you walk in there.
I know.
It does work.
You feel like you have to fill that cart.
I know.
unless you have to circle back and get more stuff if you go to the end.
Smoked salmon, pea soup, and a 60-inch television.
Yeah.
Right there, and I'm out the door.
I know.
And a fleece blanket and some slippers.
I bought batteries, and they had boxes of candy that literally went almost to the ceiling, and it extended about a football field's length. But you know something? Micah Mater was showing us a picture. She went candy shopping at her local Target store, and in her neighborhood, there was no candy on the shelves anymore. They were all empty.
I've heard that from a few people, that it's a little sparse at some stores. Like, people are just buying it up, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, that's good for the kids.
I think it's the tariffs. I don't know,
do you blame China?
Yeah, I'm going to blame China and the tariffs on that.
Mm-hmm. That's a thought. How much of our candy? Let's hope not too much is made from in China.
God,
because look what happened to the dog food a couple of years ago.
Oh,
Yes.
Although I kind of guess the candy corn's made in China.
That could be.
Tom, what kind of candy do you give out?
We have Snickers. We have M&M's.
Full-size bars? Or like
yes.
Packets.
Really?
Well, they're little tiny ones in this one. Okay. And it's funny because I was ordered to get full-sized ones, but I came back with the little ones. That was my order.
And I know. I can understand. I see what's happening here.
Yeah.
I know exactly what is happening.
And they had M&M's.
Because your roommates don't want to look like schmucks.
No, that's
and you're going to be working, so it doesn't matter. So they're going to be there handing this stuff out, and they're the ones handing out the little mini ones.
Ro, let me assure you, there wasn't that much thought that went into it.
Oh, no.
It just was, whatever was there, I grabbed, So
they just wanted you to get the big ones so they could look like heroes.
Right. Yeah. Well, I think there is some truth to that. Yeah. But, and we have the little M&M's, both the ones with peanuts and without.
Oh, yeah.
You have to ask about allergies then.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a thought. I hadn't thought about that.
But isn't the M&M, isn't even the M&M that's all chocolate, isn't that made in a factory? Don't they like warn you
might
about
be, yes.
that?
Yes, I think there's a labeling on the package.
So yeah.
Because they have equipment that has handled peanuts, even though it's not supposed to be in there.
Right.
And somehow, you know, little speckles can get in or something.
Yeah, you can't have that.
No.
You don't want to. Not
when you hear what happens with these peanut allergies. They're serious.
A kid, when I was in high school, one of the kids perished as a result of that Chicago Fest.
Oh, boy.
That's scary. That's scary.
From the Chinese stand. Mm-hmm. And he asked if they were using peanut oil, and they said no, and they were wrong.
And they
couldn't get to him in time.
Isn't that amazing? It's incredible how lethal that is. Yeah. You know, these allergies are
right. So when people, I know it's very politically, one of those, you know how now we're in that people are just offended by everything and the political correctness. They're offended by anything that they assume is politically correct.
Any chance you can.
Right. So there was, I remember when I started as a baby talk show host, there was peanut allergies came up, and I had a boss who goes, peanut allergies, that's politically correct. I'm like, what's politically correct about a peanut allergy?
Peanut allergy.
Right. And I had to tell the guy, I know a guy who died.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's real.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
I guess it's not politically correct. It's still politically correct. I'll bet the liberals are behind it. You're like, what are you talking about? It's a peanut.
I hadn't thought about that. I guess we're politicizing everything these days.
Yeah,
and you could do
that. That was 20 years ago we were politicizing.
Wow.
Look how far we've come.
Yeah, I know. It's
imagine this guy today.
Yeah, I can't imagine him today. Yeah, actually.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he still in the business?
Oh, yeah.
Or? Has our industry shed itself?
No, it has not shed itself. The guy's now a gigantic hero in the industry because he's perfect for the times.
Oh, okay.
He looks good in that MAGA hat.
Yeah.
Right. He's got, right. He actually had MAGA tattooed on his forehead, so he doesn't have to wear a hat.
By the way, Ro, what are you giving out?
That's a great question.
I'm working, Tom. I'm working. I'm not going to be there.
He's going to have
lights out. Did you see how he slipped away from that?
I know. Well, it was a disaster because last year we had Violetta go over there to give out the candy.
Oh, I see.
And didn't have chance.
I remember you talking about that. Yeah.
It was
right.
Fine.
So this year, I guess you just opted out entirely, Ro?
The disaster part was that Violetta went through everything in my home.
I remember that.
Which was the problem.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for the book still that's going to come out on that because we've got a kind of a rundown.
A week later, we had a dinner party at my house for Judy's birthday.
Uh-huh.
Literally, Violetta led the tour.
Very detailed.
I'm like,
tour.
How do you know this? Well, I was here. I go, no, you
did a little research.
You weren't there. You were supposed to be down here by the door, just standing there.
Right.
She was like up in like all the, you know, like the bedrooms and the closets and the whole thing. It was awful.
That's just called good hospitality.
No, it's not. It's called snooping.
Snoopiness.
And stealing.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't take anything.
So this year, you're going to do absolutely nothing. You're not even going to leave one of those little buckets that says take one.
I don't know
because that never works.
I don't. You know what? The funny thing is because I now I'm starting to feel guilty.
You should.
I'm not sending Violetta back.
You
I'll tell you that right now. Judy's too into Tom. You wouldn't mind if you could just run over. I think the trick or treating starts in about 7 minutes.
You don't mind if I start around. I usually get home about 11:30 or so. So it'd be a little late. Is that okay?
I need just to call your boss right now and then tell
her
you're not going to be there. You got to go cover my trick or treating.
Yeah. Sure, I'd be happy to. All right. Yeah,
seems like a lot to ask.
It does. Right. It does. But I mean,
it's better than Violetta. That's
friends,
all I'm going to tell you.
Anything.
I'll do it. It's fine.
No. I don't even let Violetta. I moved. To an undisclosed location. She still thinks I live in that place, but I live in a totally different place now.
Wow.
Yeah, because I can't.
You really?
We got to run, Tom.
Okay.
Did the rain, no rain out of the forecast?
You know what? A few sprinkles later, but that's about it.
Okay. So,
And mainly south.
Mainly south. All right. Yeah. That's what we need to know. All right. Yes. Thank you very much, Tom.
You bet, guys. See you later. Happy Halloween.
Judy?
President Trump says he may send in as many as 15,000 troops to the U.S.-Mexican border.
Oh, it's so scary!
I love it. Friday the 13th. Gotta go back and watch all those.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about any of those. Really? I really don't.
You don't like the horror movies?
Nah, not really a big fan.
God, I love being scared. Not really a big fan. Love being scared of the movies.
I'm just afraid of, in general. So I don't really need...
Generally, when you wake up, you have enough to be fearful of.
I have enough fear. I open my eyes and go, what'd I do?
You don't need the haunted house.
Yeah, that every morning is like that. Like I said, 5 o'clock this morning, what? What am I doing? Oh, my God! I don't have shoes!
Is that the music you hear in your head when you wake up?
Yes. That's mm-hmm. That's basically the music I hear in my head all the time.
Watching the news, whatever. Seeing the president speak.
Right.
It just that comes to mind.
You know what? 5,000 isn't enough. 15 million troops on the border.
Let me remind everyone there are 3,500 people in that caravan.
He's not really good at math. So I mean, he can count to 10 billion, but he's off by about 9.3.
10 soldiers for every migrant.
There you go. Well, that'll stop him. Lester Holt joins us right now.
I'm doing the math right now. You said 10 soldiers for every migrant?
It is. Well, it's 15,000, and there's 3,500 in the whole thing. So it's 5. It's about 5 to 1 right now.
So if he triples that and goes with 15,000, I got it.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah, it'll be 5 to 1. But by the time
he's
done,
don't trust our math.
But yeah, we're in broadcasting, Lester. Well, then again, so are you. But I think it's kind of funny that happened today. It's like he's. It appears to me, Lester, that he's now just extemporaneously. It's like word jazz for him. That he's just decided. You know what? I'll tell you what. You don't like 5,000 troops? How about 15,000 troops? What? 10 more? Is it?
And let's put in perspective that you know they're not going to be in a position to apprehend anyone or physically stop anyone. We're told in the Pentagon these troops are being used for logistics. You know, setting up sleeping stations for the border patrol folks and more apparatus as opposed to a law enforcement.
Can I ask you a question? If it's 3,500 now, and they split up, and I think that they were talking at some point about going to 10 different border stations, mm-hmm. you know, for the where you go and you apply for asylum. So it's 3,500. So now that's 350 per station by the time they get to those. And that'll be over a series of days here because, you know, these people are not all moving at the same speed and they're moving in different directions. So if it's 350 people, how many asylum seekers are there a day in the southern border anyway?
Ooh, that's a good question. I don't know the answer to that.
Let's look that up. My guys look that up while we're doing this.
You know, when this crisis flared up last time, I went down to the border, and one of the issues they have is if you present yourself at an official border crossing station, you can, you know, apply for asylum. If, however, you cross the river somewhere and go through the weeds and they capture you, it's a different story. And, of course, the smugglers who are bringing people across the border don't tell them that. They don't explain this to folks. And that's one way that the U.S. can crack down and say, no, if you didn't come across at an official border crossing, then you're out of luck.
Right, but...
Then they send you back right away, or what do you mean, out of luck?
Yeah, in theory, they send you back, whereas if you're an asylum seeker, you know, you get to stay until they figure out your status. But we all know how that went last time.
Yes, we do know how that went last time. And the you mean when they were separating the kids?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah. And so it seemed, and they said, well, that didn't work, so now his new thing is this. The problem is... He's saying this to Americans and American media. Did the people who are marching up there, are there people who are telling them that, oh, well, they're amassing troops on the border? I cannot remember. 15,000. I remember when they last week. I'm old enough to remember 2 days ago when it was 5,000 troops. And it was one of the largest domestic troop movements, you know, since World War II and before that, the Civil War. Right. So
This would be more than, at 15,000, that would be more than we currently have in Afghanistan. And I believe there's still a number of National Guard troops. The problem with National Guard troops is they were finding that some state governors, you know, who can ultimately control those troops, said, no, I want my folks home. So that's why the move to regular U.S. military forces. But, you know, the story that we're reporting tonight, of course, this is all part of the closing argument for the president, that he believes that immigration, this idea, this invading caravan, is solidifying and igniting his base, and he believes he can essentially drive the closing argument home for Republican candidates. I mean, that's what's driving this entire thing.
Speaking of which, Lester, he's also has a number of rallies, 11 rallies, 8 days, and in closing arguments he's making there. What's interesting to me is some of the places he's visiting seem like deep red territory, Indiana, parts that he's going to, Tennessee, some other areas like that. Is he's trying to rally the base here, or what do you think this overall strategy is as you look at where he's going?
Yeah, I mean, our reporting is that we're essentially watching the 2016 playbook, which was a leave no stone, unturned, and he's going to hit a lot of places where they appear to have strength. But we're looking at polling numbers, and keep in mind, they're very hard to follow at this point and don't necessarily tell a story. But I mean, Republicans are being challenged on a lot of places right now. This thing could go, either way in both the House and the Senate. And so the president, he doesn't like to lose. He's a very competitive individual, and we're seeing that in his travel patterns. That's a lot of territory they're covering, and they don't want to miss a spot if they can avoid it.
Right. And he's as many up to three rallies a day, right? The couple days are two, and then there's a couple days that are three. And the remaining 5 days, essentially, that he's going to be able to be doing this. I don't know if he's going to be on election day. Will he be out rallying? Yeah, I guess you don't really want to do that because you want people to go to the polls and not to your rally.
Typically, I don't do it on election day, but I don't know the answer to that. But it's a lot of ground to cover.
Lester, did you hear yourself? Typically.
I know.
That word we can't use anymore.
Yeah.
Typically, I mean, I'm going to throw that one around. Ripped it up and threw it away.
Yeah, thanks. Very well done.
Hey, traditionally, no, I can't use that either.
On the NBC Nightly News tonight, all right, so obviously there's this. There's the troops to the border. And again, I cannot imagine that the Pentagon. It'd be very interesting to see after the election if there's movement, if Mattis leaves. And we will find that point. It'll be interesting to see if some of the other people at the Pentagon go away and what they'll say about this. Because I know that a troop movement of 5,000, let alone 15,000, which he's promising today, is a hefty undertaking. And it's not a safe thing to do. I mean, if you're doing this just purely for political optics, you're risking personnel and material while you're doing this. It just doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah, I mean, publicly, Mattis and the Pentagon are saluting and saying yes, sir, and doing what they're being asked to do. But you have to remember that as soldiers, they look at this thing through a practical lens. Is this the appropriate number of troops? Is this a mission that is suited to the capabilities of the units going? All those things. And the question is, was there ever even a game plan for this kind of deployment of U.S. forces in those numbers along the border under this scenario? It's a little unclear. I mean, I think, Mattis is—he's been one of the more quiet members of the president's cabinet. We've read some things that he may or may not have uttered or thought, but he's doing what he's being asked to do. But yeah, he is one of the many people we'll be watching after the midterms, and how quickly will the president, make decisions on personnel and key people, Attorney General Sessions and others. Things could happen very, very quickly after Tuesday.
Yes. All right. A couple other stories we're working on for the NBC Nightly News tonight. You've got the Lion Air crash. Some of the debris field is being identified, but the fuselage has not been found.
Yeah, they found some piece that's about 75 feet long. So they think that could be a good part of the fuselage, but there's growing evidence the plane simply broke apart as it slammed into the water. Potential good news is that they're hearing some pings. They believe it's coming from one or both of the flight recorders. That will be obviously critical. That will tell them what essentially was happening with the airplane from takeoff until impact. So the water is only about 100 feet deep, so once they isolate it, it shouldn't be a huge undertaking to retrieve those black boxes So we'll see what happens.
Wow. Heartbreaking, though, to see those family members try to claim the debris, the things they found on the sea floor from their loved ones that left behind, backpacks.
We're gonna show you some video. One passenger had shot some video before getting on the airplane. Another one had sent a photo to his wife. Essentially the last communications of these individuals. It's horrifying because we have come to know flying is so safe. This is the first major crash in 3 years, and they just don't happen with a lot of regularity, and we take it for granted.
And Chicago-based Boeing is the manufacturer of this 737 MAX 8, as it's known, and this is a very new aircraft. But it's based on a very, very time-tested and well-worn design.
Oh, 737's been out since, I think it came out in the late 60s, and the basic airframe hasn't changed a lot. I mean, unless you're looking closely, looks kind of like the same airplane. This one is essentially, they re-engined it. They put bigger engines on the airplane. They made some aerodynamic, changes. I don't know that it was a huge update, though, in the basic, mission of the airplane, and who knows?
Longer range.
Anything to do with it.
It's in a fuel efficiency and longer range. That's what the MAX is. That's the market it's selling into for whatever, 100, like the 190 passenger market. It's a little longer. But it is not, this to have a 737 go down, there are so many of them in service. And since the 1960s, there have been so many of them in service, and they have an incredibly safe record. They did have they had an incident outside of Pittsburgh, I remember, about 20 something years ago. Mm-hmm. But that plane is very, very, very well tested. But since this is a new model, it's kind of stopping everything for the moment. And Boeing does what it does, which is looks at every possible contingency here. They just want to make sure there wasn't a manufacturing issue. They want to make sure that there wasn't something, they will look. They will start with where the first nuts and bolts came from and work their way through, as long as they can't take out the possibility of some sort of either operator error or some other kind of thing that happened on board that they have not yet detected.
That's why the flight recorder is going to be so critical in this, and we'll tell. There were some indications suggesting that maybe this had to do with the sensors on the outside of the airplane that read the angle and the speed of the aircraft, if they were getting the proper information in the cockpit. So they may be looking at the speed indication, and it's telling them something far different than what is actually happening. Who knows if that could lead to a stall. The fact that it's a brand new plane, the good news is they have the very latest technology in terms of reporting and recording devices on the aircraft. So they'll have a lot of data to sift through. My guess, having covered a lot of accidents, that they'll get a good sense of this one pretty quickly once they get those recorders.
Yeah. Lester Holt, NBC Nightly News. We'll see you tonight. 5:30 on NBC 5. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Lester.
All right. Let's check in now with Judy, the WGN newsroom.
Are you too old to trick-or-treat?
Yes.
Early mornings, stay safe, stay connected with Morgan Kolkmeyer's weather forecast, Sarah Gindra's traffic reports, weekdays 4 to 6 on WGN-TV Morning News.
All right. Coming up on the program, I know what you're asking. Mike Rogers is going to be here. I can't wait to talk to him. It's been a while since we talked to him. He used to be the head of the House Intel Committee. Mm-hmm. He's a Republican. And then he was a former FBI guy, ran the Chicago Bureau here for the FBI for a while. Mm-hmm. He's a big time guy. But he's not always predictable in terms of, his take on what's happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't wait to hear what his thoughts are on the 15,000 troops going to the southern border, which will all be recalled sometime late Tuesday night after the results are in.
Turn them around.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Oh, no, just kidding. I bring them home. And all the other stuff that is going on. Now, this is also interesting. The Robert Mueller, remember this where Robert Mueller was, there was something bad going on there with Robert Mueller. Turns out the people making that claim have pulled back the claim now. I know, it's shocking to hear. All right, we will get to all that, but first, Judy's got news in two.
This music is so creepy. I just went to a pumpkin patch thing in Indiana, and they had this in the haunted house. And just this music alone, just the second you walk in, is enough to freak you out. Exorcist.
See,
remember it?
Yes, but if they made this a Christmas song, you'd love it. If Mannheim Steamroller did
no,
it as a Christmas song, you'd be
creepy.
Like, oh, look at this.
It's just
beautiful.
Creepy.
It's the
that
context.
One in particular.
Well, it's the kind. It's the movie.
I guess it brings it back, doesn't it? Sounds when you hear it.
Never saw it.
I suppose.
But does the okay? So that's a perfect test study. Does that music come across as creepy?
I mean,
you?
It was giving me a little bit of anxiety. Yeah.
See.
Can you play that again? Would you? Can you play that again for me? So imagine this as a Christmas song.
It's kind of like it Fantasia, is. Like a...
Shh. As Judy would say, shh.
You're talking over the words.
See, that'd be a beautiful Christmas song, wouldn't it?
Super creepy.
Yeah, like a Christmas, like in a Christmas movie?
Creepy Christmas.
No, it's only creepy because her head went around in a circle.
Ew.
No, it's definitely creepy.
It is.
You know, people do that for a living. They know the sounds that make you anxious. Like
no, I thought that was lovely.
What is wrong with you?
I'm nothing. I'm
just, are you vegan? What is happening?
It's because you
black
you,
is white.
Like, well,
your head just spun around.
But I agree with Ro. It does add to it when you think of the
movie.
The head spinning around and everything that goes with it.
Like I can't handle this sound because that's from The Grudge.
What was that sound again?
That's what
it sounds
does.
Like. Someone doesn't know what they're going to say.
I feel like you always say that.
It drives me
goes,
nuts.
Wait, can we hear what we're talking?
White or red?
Wait, I have to do. No, I have to do it louder. It only works when it's louder.
That still doesn't sound creepy.
We actually, I think we
creepy?
Have. Do we have the real sound?
Let's.
Yeah.
So that doesn't sound like Christmas to me.
you don't hear Christmas in that one?
Violetta's actually pretty close to the sound.
Yeah.
I know, it's stuck in my head.
It sounds like a door opening. That's someone's mouth?
Yeah, her mouth just stays open and she stares at me with those dark eyes. No, you have to be committed a little bit more to it, Kevin.
Yeah, because The Grudge, that's your version of The Exorcist. That's your generation's Exorcist.
That's the only scary movie I've ever seen, that and Silence of the Lambs. But I love that movie.
Sense of Lambs, you're like, he's kind of cute. I'd go out with him.
I want to go in the well.
More lotion, please.
I love fava beans.
He's cute.
Awesome.
Give him a break.
I know how to sew.
Oh, Judy. Can I try that on next?
Oh, yeah.
Do you have this in
what
my size?
Right. You're a little too small.
Anyway, again, that's another fine Christmas movie.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I've seen every scary movie now that I think about it.
I have too.
I love it.
Halloween, number one, The Goat.
Yeah, that's, I got to say, though, The Grudge is, it's a good one. There are, the more modern ones are less, some of them, like, I don't want the ones where it just, like, Saw, where they're cutting you in half and stuff like that.
Yeah, blood
really
and gore.
That.
There's a time for blood and gore.
If you want to see someone's fingernails ripped off,
hold on 1 second, Judy, and you can imagine in Judy's head exactly what she was
thinking. Huh? Sometimes I leave work and I get home and I'm like, I would like a little blood and gore. And
there's a time for blood and gore.
I think we're playing News or Roost today, so that's perfect.
Yeah.
There you go. I'll be thinking about blood and gore.
It gets her in the spirit.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Man, that's her Christmas spirit right there. Is what that is. Anyway, the point is
something that music can do to you,
right?
In your head,
all of the in these films. I mean, there's but to me, like just creepy movies, like space movies that are creepy, scare me too. You know, like or like
see the Halloween scared me the most because it like that could happen. You know what I mean? A guy could terror. I mean, of course, it's dressed up a little bit as a horror movie, but that could happen. If you're alone at night and the parents are all out, someone could terrorize your neighborhood. That's why I was always so freaked out by that movie. Like, because it was real to me. When I see all these monsters and those type of, like, those never really scared me. Because I'm like, that's never going to happen.
When my parents are not home, that is not what's happening.
Right, but, like, in the movie, you're a child, you have a babysitter, there could be a crazy dude, and you always kind of think that when you're a child.
Ah, there's a crazy dude! There's a guy with a white mask! Ah, there's a guy with a white hockey mask!
Why'd you leave me with the babysitter?
I don't even know what a hockey mask is, because I'm too young to know! Goalies used to wear those, Ma!
He only had a babysitter in the basement. The parents were still home. That's right.
you stayed out here with the babysitter.
You could still yell upstairs for sandwiches when you needed them.
My mom made chili on Halloween.
When you're done killing the guy with the knife, could you make me a peanut butter and jelly and some Hot Pockets?
Right. It's all working. See, that's why it was realistic in Kevin's
world.
Don't
use the same knife.
Right. It's a possibility.
Yeah, right.
Don't use the same knife! It's dirty!
But make sure you cut off the crust.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. I was, you know, I was just in the newsroom. I walked through there. I like to go and review. Everybody stands up in the newsroom when I walk through, and I inspect them. It's like Full Metal Jacket.
We stand up because we're about to run.
Yeah. And I noticed that on Judy's desk there on the anchor station, mm-hmm. they have a bunch of candy, which they've been having now. I don't know. Did we sign a contract with the...
I said it before. It's Roger Badish. He orders it, and it comes in a big, huge box.
What's wrong with him?
Thank you, Roger.
Anyway, the point... is that you have bubble gum there. Those, what is that called? Big Time?
Big League
or
Chew.
Big League Chew.
Little Chaw.
Double Bubble?
Or Double Bubble. Well, the double bubble.
We got
the,
both options.
The double bubble's the worst. That's the worst thing you get. As a kid, you know, you're talking about what's the worst candy? I would rather have the candy corn than the bubble gum.
Why?
Well, the thing with gum is you want to devour so much candy when you eat gum, you know what I mean? Like you chew on it for an extended period.
Right.
So it kind of got in the
way. Not that one. The flavor goes
away. Yeah,
it
was like five chews, and then it was
and then you spit
like
it out, and you don't get the same thrill of swallowing
the chocolate
or
the sweets.
Your jaw still gets tired by it, so I could see that getting in the way to eating more
candy. It's a roadblock in the nighttime
candy. Maybe it's supposed
candy.
To slow you down.
It's the last thing you eat. After you can't eat one more piece of candy, then you go to the gum.
No, it's a
palate cleanser.
No, you feel kind of sick after you have that.
No.
Yeah, no. And then you put it in there, and then you think, oh, maybe I'll swallow it.
Just to be
easier. I imagine Kevin did a lot of that. I've got bubble gum stuck in my colon!
Oh, jeez.
My colon.
Oh, man.
What was that rule about bubble gum if you swallowed it that you told each other as kids?
Well, I know with the watermelon
stuck in
seed.
It took like seven years
No, I thought
years
seven
to
years. There it is. It took 7 years to digest. Yeah.
It's a classic myth.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
If you swallow a watermelon seed.
6 years, 11 months, and 30 days.
My stomach hurts.
To digest this, Mom!
Do you remember those peanut butter kisses you used to get? Do you remember that? They were like in the black and the orange wrappers, and they were awful because a lot of times they would harden and they were peanut butter
nobody
flavored.
Ate those. You didn't even know what they were.
So
they were
horrible.
Hershey kisses, though?
No.
Like caramel, right?
Yeah.
Like a weird, horrible tasting caramel.
Like a waxy caramel kind of thing.
And it had like a really loosely cheap wrapper around it, so all the dirt got on it.
Yeah,
it's
like it didn't even really peel off without sticking to
the
actual candy.
Half assed wrapper job ever on candy.
Those were the worst.
This should be good. Kids will like it.
And the now and later is always the wrapper melted on it. You ate some wrapper with it constantly.
Yeah.
I like it when things get loose in the bottom, and all of a sudden just a piece of candy.
You're like, I'll eat it.
Piece of candy that's trying to escape its wrapper. And then you're like, oh, okay.
Just blow on it. It'll be fine.
Give that to your little brother. All right. Let's do this. Let's find out from Judy what is coming up at the top of the hour in the way too sugared up newsroom.
Yeah. President Trump says the issue of birthright citizenship and ending it isn't that complicated.
We all know that one. Psycho.
Don't call him names.
I'm sitting right here, Anna.
It's kind of rude. It's kind of rude. That one is interesting because you pointed out something last time when this came up, Ro. You said that you never really saw her get stabbed.
Right.
And yet in your head, you filled in the details and somehow that was creepier.
Right. You never see the knife touch her.
You see it in the drain.
What
blood.
We're thinking is a lot worse than what we're seeing.
Isn't that true? The best movies do that to you.
All you're seeing actually there is newspaper ink in the drain going down the drain. Because it's a black and white movie and they needed to be grainy, so they wanted it to use newspaper ink for it. That scene is studied in film schools because exactly of what it does. And it wasn't because Hitchcock wanted it to be like that. It's the Board of Review wouldn't let him do the movie any other way.
The Board of Review.
Yeah, there was a Board of Review before there was a rating system, which is Psycho kind of led to the rating system. The Board of Review tried to stop Hitchcock from making the film in the first place and releasing it. because they didn't like the, because, you know, it's, he got, you know, a guy stuffs his mother, spoiler alert,
yeah,
a guy stuffs his mother and then decides to live as her personality and himself, and then go on a murder spree while doing it. And it was sort of loosely based on this case up in Wisconsin, the Ed Gein case in Wisconsin. And there is like a very, at that point when they were making that film, the board of review was like, we really don't want to do this. So he had to keep making these changes, and that one of them was to not show the knife in the, you're only really seeing her reaction. And then the most startling thing is her hand, Janet Leigh's hand, grabbing the curtain and then pulling it down.
Right, the shower curtain.
Toward her. And they thought, you also think you see her naked in the shower,
you
too.
You do. You kind of feel, if I hadn't thought about it twice, I would have thought, yeah, we did see her get stabbed.
Yes. And you think you see, you know, more of her body than, you know, you have a full image. This is why the guy was the grand master, because you have this full image in your head of what happened, and though you don't see a whole lot of it. Really, really great. Really, really great.
But, love the Alfred Hitchcocks.
Yeah, but it's not a, you know, it's just one of those things, especially if, you know, you got a complicated relationship with your mother. It's that, you know, you see that movie and you're like, oh, come on. You
always, really, Ro, tell us more.
What? my mother actually sometimes sounds like Norman playing my mother. That's the funny thing. How that kind of works out. I don't understand.
The other consequence of that is you wanted to lock your bathroom door when you took a shower for no apparent reason.
I always
reason.
Lock my bathroom door.
I always move the curtain over to make sure.
I never
know, I do that too. Isn't that terrible? Yeah.
I don't ever stay in motels where the door it leads to the parking lot.
And certainly
isn't
never
that the
one
definition?
Called the Bates Hotel.
Isn't
that would
the
be
definition
bad.
Of hotel?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
That is a definite. Yeah, that would be one of the definitions of a motel, yes. I try
I
not
take
to
it
stay
you
motels.
Don't stay at motels, yeah.
I do not stay at the motels.
Really? That surprises me.
Is this the Ritz-Carlton? Or a Four Seasons?
I'm much more of a Four Seasons kind of guy. Anyway, the point is this.
Yeah, there's a point somewhere.
And it has nothing to do with this. It's a very scary movie.
Very.
Very scary movie.
Excellent movie.
And it turns out, we were just talking about this. I want to make this clarification. We're just talking about, you know, when people, you're purging when you get home. The kids want to eat and eat and eat and eat. Why is Halloween candy so hard to put down?
Because
you get these little bite-sized things. And everybody thinks it's the sugar. It is not the sugar.
What is it?
The combination of sugar, salt, and fat creates a... this is interesting. I've never seen this word before. It activates the same circuits that cocaine does.
Oh.
And it actually makes the, it revs up the hedonic eating system.
Classic hedonic eating system.
Hedonic eating system. Like hedonism?
Like one leads to another and then you just keep wanting more?
You just can't stop. You just decide you want to take all the pleasure you possibly can. By shoving the stuff in your mouth.
So there is
wrappers
science.
Or not.
There's science behind it. That's interesting. Because it really is hard. When you see the big bucket of candy, you need to eat a whole bunch of it.
Studies show that sweet or fatty foods can activate pathways in the brain associated with pleasure and reward, kicking off processes that can compete with or override signals that regulate normal hunger and satiety, being satiated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh,
what you said.
Well, and then you see all those wrappers just sitting there on the counter. You're like, how many did I eat?
I know.
Can I eat those?
I can't believe it.
All of a sudden, you have like a normal thought, and you're like, they're mini.
The Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is like offender right there.
It's the king.
Yeah.
It really is.
When they're
in those little bite-sized amounts.
See, I don't like the cups. I like the actual regular ones.
Yeah, like the ones you get in the full package.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the best.
Because there's more peanut butter?
Yeah, not like the little tiny cups, like with the foil around it. Like the actual orange full packaging of, like the more of like a cake.
The chocolate feels a little old in the gold pack.
Yeah, a little more fresh in the orange pack. Those are the best. Those are number one on my candy list.
But you'd only get them if you were like trick-or-treating in Rose neighborhood or something.
Right,
the little
ones.
That's like a gold mine.
What is this? What is this?
Well, you figured, you know.
Well, you were listed as one of the top neighborhoods in Chicago Magazine to trick-or-treat in. I mean, it shouldn't come as a surprise.
And you, of all of us, don't even have candy out
for
the kids.
No, I
don't. But does the...
I've got... Trump's given me 3,000 of the troops to put around my house to make sure that the kids don't get anywhere near. We got Judy's News coming away in two. Hi. All right, Anna, which one is it?
Stephen King, Sleepwalkers.
Spooky. It's a spooky Halloween afternoon on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis.
Scared?
Yep.
Scared.
Trembling.
By the way, I'm told, I'm looking here, we have News or Ruse coming up at 6:40 tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And our special celebrity is Kevin Powell.
How desperate were you guys?
I was looking at the rundown, and I thought, is this Kevin?
I think we had like five people canceled. Like, I forget. Just put the idiot sports guy in there.
People need to trick or treat, you know.
Yeah, I guess so.
You want to hear something scary? Tonight at midnight, the nonstop Christmas music begins.
Yes!
Really?
Yeah, that's
no,
what
it does.
That's
doesn't.
The rule. No, that's the rule, because kind of, Halloween's behind you, and then it's sort of Thanksgiving slash Christmas. Every store you go into starting tomorrow will play Christmas music nonstop.
Is this your opinion or you?
No, it's not scientific. It's just my observation.
Oh, I think it happens closer to Thanksgiving.
You're talking about
the station flipping? Is the station flipping? Is the holiday light going to become the light or whatever they
no,
do?
No, not yet. I would have heard.
I would have heard. I have friends in radio, you know.
No, because I love Christmas music.
You know, the Lights Festival is in November. That's true.
16th and 17th.
Yeah, I think.
Which is at the end
Anna's
of the month.
Onto something.
It happens.
Halloween stuff comes out in July, so...
I like Christmas music. I'm not one of those people that loses their mind. Like, oh my God, Christmas music
so
in the
nice.
Store.
Hallmark already Whatever. Started their days to Christmas last week.
The countdown?
Well, because they have so
the
many new shows.
The countdown to Christmas?
Thank God the war on Christmas is over. Thank God.
That's right.
Because...
Did we win the war?
We never. Yes. I don't know who we are, but we won the war.
We need more made-for-TV movies, that's for sure.
Finally
so good,
enjoy
Judy.
Christmas again.
Yeah,
they're
finally.
They're all so dumb, I try to watch them.
It's hard to turn them off, they're so good.
What?
Finally, there will be Christmas music on the radio. You know, finally there will be Christmas sales. There will be lights up and down Michigan Avenue again.
Cheesy Christmas movies
like
on Hallmark Channel.
Yeah, they're going to finally. Now, after 2016, we finally got Christmas back. We didn't have it.
It's Forever. Back. It's back, baby.
Right. We lost it totally.
It's like losing part of my childhood. Now it's back.
And you're not allowed to say the word holiday under any circumstance.
So it looks like the Christmas music on the radio starts on November 17th.
Trump is sending 16,000 troops to Michigan Avenue to make sure no one says holiday. Or puts a holiday sale sign up. Not allowed to say
down.
Happy holidays. Everything has to be Merry Christmas. They're going to go in there. They're going to rip the stuff down. Troops are going to go in and rip it off. And then
fines issued.
Yeah.
What does that remind you of?
I know exactly what it reminds me of. All right, here we go.
It's the top five on the Rokan Show.
Five.
Let's go.
Four, three, two, one.
Now, it's the top five at five on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Sponsored by the Hip and Knee Center, where they help you feel new again.
Ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Get on with it.
Hey, you may wonder what I was referencing there, not hearing the news today.
Mm-hmm.
Which gets us up to this.
Number five.
Nice segue.
The president today was on his way to the helicopter, getting on the plane. He's starting his, he's basically going to be on the road now until Tuesday, doing two or three rallies a day. He's in Fort Myers, Florida now. As he's about to address the folks down there in Southwest Florida. And he just casually happened to be walking to the helicopter, and they were, you know, shouting questions. You do have to, this is the one thing about Donald Trump. Love him or hate him, the one thing about Donald Trump is that he always talks to reporters.
He'll walk up to the microphone.
He is the single most visible president in the history of presidents. There's no question about that. that he goes up because he wants it. It's about him. Like today when he tweeted out that, you know, how wonderfully he was treated in Pittsburgh yesterday. He's at a funeral and he said about how wonderfully he was treated.
Yeah. Like, noted.
Yeah. Like just leave it. Just leave it. Just leave it. Please leave it. But so he drops this little nugget on us.
We have about 5,008. We'll go up to anywhere between 10 and 15,000 military personnel on top of Border Patrol, ICE, and everybody else at the border. Nobody's coming in. We're not allowing people to come in. If you look at what happened in Mexico 2 days ago with the roughness of these people in the second caravan that's been forming, and also, frankly, in the first caravan, and now they have one forming in El Salvador, and we are thinking very seriously, immediately, stopping aid to those countries.
There you go. So they went from 5,000 to 10,000 to 15,000 in one sentence. Does he check with anybody before he does that? Does he get on the helicopter and call Madison and go, by the way, just made it 15,000, make sure that happens? And he's also kind of making up this stuff about all the caravans, too. He's kind of got this, there's more coming. No one's going to get in. Well, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people cross that border every day for legitimate reasons. And hundreds apply for some form of asylum. So as they head up there, he's just going to say, no, we're not going to let. What about the trucks that are coming up with stuff? What about my grapes? Are my grapes going to get in? That's what I want to know. How about my Modelo that's coming over, you know?
Tequila?
What about the tequila? What about that? Oh, now I'm
scared. There'll be enough troops to handle
now,
that.
Hey, now all of a sudden, there's some guys up in Wilmette, right? Oh, honey, did you hear that? The tequila might be running out.
What happened to my Patron?
Not Casamigos. Yeah, now I got your attention.
That's all it took.
Right.
Finally.
You're like, oh, let's
broke
keep
through.
Let's keep all those people away, shall we? And then the next thing you know, it's like, oh, no, not my tequila. Okay. Anyway, he was then asked about whether or not he's fear-mongering her.
No, not fear-mongering at all. Immigration is a very important subject. The Democrats have let immigration in our country get out of control with their horrible not allowing us to have any votes to get passage. We need Democrat votes to change the immigration laws. They haven't given us any votes, and I actually think that they will.
Actually, you need Republican votes. That's what you really needed. That was part of the problem. The Republicans have the House, the Senate, and the executive branch. And it does. And I think there is as good a shot as there isn't that he will keep all of that.
You think?
It's going to be close. I think he keeps the Senate for sure. Mm-hmm. And the House is going to be close. So I think, you know, this is sort of everybody else's fault here. A lot of Republicans are like, we got to really be a little careful here. Just a little careful. All right. Shall we move on?
Let's do it.
Oh, wait. Wait, there's one this more? Is about Barack Obama, the last one right here. Okay, here we go.
One other thing. If President Obama can get DACA approved, if you look at DACA, where he actually said, well, this isn't legal or this I can't do, but I'll do it anyway, and then he gets a judge to approve it, and it'll ultimately be decided by the Supreme Court, I hope quickly, but certainly if he can do DACA, we can do this by executive order.
So he's saying that if DACA was done by a signature, which of course Republicans said was totally illegal for Barack mm-hmm. Obama, because he's Irish, not Barack Obama, but Barack Obama, to do that, that remember how Republicans were jumping up and down about how awful it is. You can't do this by executive order. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. You can't do it. So now Donald Trump's going to do it by executive order and prove that you can. I mean, doesn't it stand to reason that if the Supreme Court throws out the executive order on DACA, they would throw out his executive order
right.
as well?
I think that's why
on
I sort
an
of
actual constitutional amendment. This isn't even, I mean, DACA wasn't about a constitutional issue, right? This was about policy. It was executive order about policy, and it was deferred action. That's what DACA stands for, right? And
extending a path to citizenship for those who were brought here as children.
Wasn't even extending a path to citizenship. It was just deferred action, not tossing them out.
But the idea was that it would lead to
right.
some sort of pathway to allow these children or older, younger adults to
that
eventually...
Congress would have to vote on. But his executive order on DACA was just to stop enforcing.
Right.
What the president here is trying to do is do an executive order that actually reverses a constitutional amendment. Where are the guys with the three-cornered hats? Where are they? All right, hold on. I got to keep going here. Okay, I got
to
move along.
He's got to.
Number four.
John Stewart pointed out a bit of something bad in the journalist's armor here against President Trump's anti-media rhetoric. CNN International's Christiane Amanpour was interviewing John Stewart with Dave Chappelle. And that's when there was a pushback on the statement that journalists have different motivation.
Every single newspaper, every radio station, every bit of social media.
You got to make money, too.
Well, it's dissecting.
You got bills to pay, man. You got electric bills. You got food. You know, this guy is, he's giving you all cash.
What does that mean? Cash. That you're able to make money off of what he
yes.
says.
Oh, there's no question about it. There is no question. He's the best. I just said he's the most transparent president. He's the most, he's in front of the cameras every day.
He's out on his Twitter feed every day as well. That doesn't go through any vetting, it seems,
days,
clearly. Which is normally what the messaging we get from our president has done that.
I think the question here is, and they say, well, you know, you guys, a lot of people say, well, you guys in the press, I mean, you know, you're profiting off of him. And in some cases, that may be true. It's not always true, because some people, you know, some advertisers don't want to be associated with that, right? Mm-hmm. So that may not always be the case. But what are we supposed to do? If the president does something that no other president ever has done, like wants to have an executive order to actually take an amendment out of the Constitution without anybody else, just him doing it, are we supposed to go, forget about it? He wants to send 15,000 troops to the border, more troops to the U.S. border with Mexico than there are in Afghanistan. Are we supposed to go, let's not cover that. Let's not talk about that. I mean, I don't know. And he knows that that's what he does. He does it so that we won't
right.
talk about him. And he becomes, especially now. I mean, I get it.
He controls the news cycle by doing that.
It's a symbiotic life cycle here. Let us now check in with Judy. What's coming up at the bottom of the hour?
What happens when a drunk airline baggage handler gets sleepy? No, it's not a joke.
Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick just might be Chicago's Best.
Top 5-5 continues. We're up to...
Number 3.
Stephen Colbert on the midterms.
This year, the campaigns have been dominated by fear and just really terrible, heartbreaking events. That's why for Halloween, instead of decorating my house with witches and goblins, I just hung up newspapers. the New York Times and the Washington Ghost.
Super scary.
Number 2.
Oh, this is scary.
What?
Tyler Perry is giving up the Madea franchise of films.
That's it, man. I've put it all in. I've done everything I can do with the character. It's been about 15 years of her running strong, so I'm going to end with...
Not really.
Madea's Family Funeral will be the last Madea movie.
Oh,
and
no!
I'm going on tour to do the Madea Farewell Tour. So this is the retirement. Not like the one Cher did, where she did a retirement tour every year, or Jay-Z, who did a retirement tour every couple of years. This is it. This is it.
It's so un-Hollywood, isn't it?
To kill
a character
Madea?
That's still making money?
Yeah. Trust me, his accountant will somehow resurrect the...
She'll come up from the dead pretty soon.
And finally.
Number 1.
Every city has a ghost story. And this one comes from a little town in Texas where construction workers happened upon a casket from the 1880s. While doing their construction work, they pierced the casket. They had to remove the body of a little girl from the casket and rebury it.
I'm freaked out.
The casket itself was moved into a museum. And now, on quiet nights, the watchman of the museum hears the pitter-patter of a little girl's feet running around the casket.
And while they were leveling the ground, they pushed this casket up, and there was a little girl in it. They estimated the age 11 or 12 on what was then the Avery Farm, which was close to the railroad tracks. But we've heard little footsteps. When we're downstairs, you can hear people, somebody walking up here or running. And they're not big clumps like a man would make. They're little bitty feet.
So sometimes when you're waiting on people to come and view history, history's running over your head.
Running amok over us, probably. Yeah, like little girls would do.
I know this one. I just saw this 2 nights ago. Beetlejuice.
Classic.
Love that one.
I never knew what to make of that movie.
It's a little freaky. The ending was, wow.
I hate when his head gets so little.
Oh.
Yeah, that's creepy.
Okay, it was completely funny.
It was.
But it is kind of like creepy, though. I mean, the whole thing. But it is funny.
And he just seems gross, that guy.
And the
Beetlejuice, you mean?
Michael Keaton.
Don't say it a third time.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, dear God.
Can I? Do you mind? Excuse me. We have an American hero on the telephone.
That's
here.
That's true. This is inappropriate.
Sit and listen
is
to
it Beetlejuice?
This family squabble about these kinds of things. Well, I don't know. It's Mike Rogers. He's not Beetlejuice. But he's... But
it's a big deal.
But I've seen Mike be a little creepy on TV, so I know it's like this. It's the exact same thing. Mike Rogers used to be the chairman of the House Intel Committee.
You saw me creepy on TV?
Yeah, I saw you be a little creepy on TV once. But here's the thing. This is the most important piece.
You dressed up as the Hulk on TV today, Rob.
All right. Easy. Oh, all right. I'm sorry I had to be here for this, Mike. Declassified is the show on CNN that is so good that he does, and it's coming back, I think, in January or February, right?
That's very yes, it is on CNN. It's called Declassified, Stories About American Spies. It's great.
Yeah, it is amazing. All right, so former U.S. congressman, as I said, a member of leadership, as you were the chairman of the Intel Committee, in the House, and also obviously former FBI agent, because people who are familiar with your past, you know, they know about that. I got a couple questions for you here. First of all, can I ask you about, as a lawmaker, you were a guy in leadership, especially in the House, you had to count noses, you had to figure out, you know, what the ramifications of elections and what's going on. What would you, if you were handicapping what's going to happen on Tuesday for the Republican Party, is the Republican Party optimistic about what's going to happen in the House? If they could keep the House, or is it a certain loss?
I have to tell you, I think if it were a week ago, I think they stood a good chance of keeping the House. This week, I'm a little less optimistic that the Republicans will maintain control of the House.
Is that based on numbers or just based on the news flow?
A little bit of everything. And then, you know, there's some polling out there that's betting around. And, you know, polls are just snapshots. And so weird things can happen on Election Day, whatever motivates someone to either get out and vote, or maybe they get there and change their mind. But, you know, I just think it's an uphill slog. I mean, the, you know, poll after poll shows that suburban women are, who would identify as either independent or right-leaning, or, you know, center-right, are just thinking that they need to, you know, send the president a message. That's just not healthy. But A, it's not healthy for the Republican Party, and it's just, it's not, doesn't bode well for going into this election.
What do you make of the president throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, literally the kitchen sink, into these last couple of days of campaigning? Today, he said, you know, we got 5,000 troops heading to the border now, but I'm going to take that up to 10 or 15,000 troops. He's like doubling and tripling down. And it seems like he's just making this up as he goes along. How do you read? Do you read that as desperate, or do you read that as, you know, this is good politics?
I just think it's very Trumpian. I mean, this is his style. You know, he doesn't really think through these policies. How many policies has he thrown out that the Department of Defense or others had to kind of scramble around and figure out, do we do this, or is he serious about this, or how do we do this? And I think he took what I think a lot of Americans said, hey, you've got these caravans coming up. We have health and safety issues, security issues, other things. There should be some way to deal with it. So he comes out with it, and it was popular. And so I think in his mind, well, if 5,000 troops were popular. How about 15?
Three times as popular.
That's got to be really.
That'll bring him out.
Yeah, that'll do it.
I think
that's the way he kind of thinks through these policy things, and he can have a good idea now and again, and he does, and you know, he's done some good things, but then he does things like this, and it makes you just scratch your head. It's all Trump. I don't think this is like any other election we're going to go through in a midterm like this with this president.
Talk about I'm interested to hear you weigh in on the Bob Mueller and these women who were offered money, allegedly, to make some false claims about the special counsel. And this has turned into an FBI investigation of its own to try to get to the bottom of who might be behind this. Is there any truth to it? What's going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, I obviously don't know if there's any truth to it or not, but it is, to me, a very serious allegation. And I'm glad that Mueller referred it to the Department of Justice for, you know, further investigation and possible prosecution. This is the kind of, it's crept into American politics in a way that is very dangerous. And this is a both-party thing. Nobody should look at this as one party's doing it. This is a dangerous thing. These character and personal assassinations to try to tear down either an institution, in this case the counsel's office, the appointed counsel.
Special counsel.
Oh, yeah, special counsel, thank you. This is what worries me. And so you can see this happening now with everything. And if we don't get ahead of this problem, we're going to be in some serious trouble. I will guarantee you there are political operatives out there who are salivating at the chance to go after and, you know, just torch someone's personal character and career, and they're just happy to do it. And so you've got to put some boundaries on this, what is really bad and abhorrent activity in my mind. So I hope they do it. I hope if it's false, they ought to say it's false. If it's true, they ought to grab that somebody and put them in jail. You can't allow this to happen.
For a number of reasons. Another one would be if they are false, you're weaponizing the whole Me Too movement, and then women who actually have legitimate claims then are not believed because these kinds of things come up in this way.
Completely. It's a disservice to the women who, as you said, have problems, but it's also a disservice to the people who are trying to get out and engage in the political debate. Right. And it cheapens everything. It cheapens the debate. It cheapens these women who have real concerns and should get justice in the system. And it allows people to say, well, that's just one of those cases, right? That's just one of those things. And you just can't let that happen.
No. All right. So, Mike Rogers, tell me about next Wednesday. I want to talk about the 7th of November, 2018. I anticipate that there's going to be a flurry of activity. You're going to see over the week, starting with the 7th and going, you know, for the next 2 weeks forward, a bunch of announcements about people moving out of the White House, moving out of, you know, things changing. Obviously, they're talking about Mattis leaving. There's some other high-profile ones. Don McGahn already announced he's leaving. And then the president went after Don McGahn, the White House chief counsel, who's the lawyer for the presidency, not the president, not Donald Trump, but for the presidency. And Trump is not happy with him because he's now blaming the outgoing counsel to the White House that for the Mueller probe, for Jeff Sessions, for everything else that is going on here. I'd imagine there's going to be a lot of recrimination. I think either way, even if Republicans keep the House, which I think, as you're pointing out, is less likely. Nate Silver has it as a 1 in 7 chance that will happen. That there's going to be a lot of crazy, crazy things happening.
I think so. But I'm not sure if there will be a strategic approach to how he does it. I mean, think about this. The guy that...
That's so generous of you.
I'm just trying.
I like that. You know what you get in style points.
On Halloween.
Yeah, that's style points. Go ahead.
So I do think that he's reactionary, right? So here's a guy that was with him and did some fine work in the White House and did all of that and tried to help keep him on the straight and narrow, and then he goes after him. And, you know, he's taken shots at his own chief of staff publicly. He's taken shots at just about everybody in his cabinet. What's going to happen is he's going to be upset, and he's going to say these five things are going to happen, and it's, you know, whoever. And I don't think it's, again, to me, it's just not the right way to approach a problem or an adjustment in the midterms. I don't think he changes. I think he's going to be the same guy on November 7th. He's just going to, you know, who gets shot at will be, you know, maybe a little different. But other than that, and I think the House, if it does do that, will be absolutely dysfunctional if they flip parties. It'll be, you know, the House of Investigations. Everything is going to come to a screeching halt, and I think it's going to get uglier before it gets prettier.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Jess, I had this thought, again, when I bolted upright at 5 o'clock in the morning this morning.
And that music was playing in your head.
Yes, as I do most times now. I had that thought of what this is going to be like. If we think it's wacky and unpredictable and fraught with peril now,
right,
I just cannot imagine what it is going to be like if the House goes Republican and all those things Mike just mentioned actually start to happen. And the president, if he's desperate now in behaving this way, imagine if he thinks he's going to be, if they're going to go after his taxes, they're going to go after, they're going to reopen a bunch of investigations into the Russia probe, which I'd like to get your thought on that, because they're saying that they would do that. Shouldn't they just let Mueller finish his work and see what comes out of that?
Completely. I mean, what would really be good is for the members of Congress to work on other problems for a while. Let Mueller's investigation come to a conclusion. I don't think it's going to go on forever. It needs to come to a conclusion. I don't believe the president's going to get indicted or recommended to be indicted in this. I really don't. I think you'll get a notion that some people were very naive, did not have a lot of experience both internationally and with foreign intelligence services and the like, and made really dumb decisions. You know, I saw that campaign. They couldn't collude with the RNC. I don't know how in God's green earth they were going to collude with the Russians to swing an election.
Oh,
I just don't think they were capable of it.
That is so true. Yeah. I mean, in terms of that their ability to really, they were surprised that they were where they were. They were understaffed. They were using basically Trump Organization staff that, as you point out, has no idea what they're doing. You got Don Jr. going, yeah, I know, I love the idea of the Russians giving us dirt, right, in an email,
exactly.
And not realizing that's fraught with legal peril. And not only that, but it's also unethical, because that's the Trump Organization never really known for his ethics. So this is not they may have dumbed their way into this. And then they got that Papadopoulos guy who every 5 minutes in Chicago. Chicago's very own, I might add. Very proud here in this town of him. He changes
his
story
problems.
Every 5 minutes, right? About what it was that he knew. No, I'm not gonna take the plea. Yes, I am gonna take the plea. Right. No, I'm not. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, it's crazy. All right, well, Mike, thank you very much for your time. Always appreciate and love having you on. So thank you, sir.
Love to come back. Thanks for the declassified plug coming up in the first quarter of next year.
Look for it.
I think this is our best season, by the way, and I'm not just saying that. I do think it's going to be our best season.
Oh, it's amazing stuff.
Really good stories. Yeah.
Thank you very much, sir. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
Mike,
Beetlejuice.
Judy, see what you made him do. That's your fault.
Everyone's in, nobody out.
That's a former chairman of the House Select Committee on Intelligence and a former boss at the FBI.
And he's just going to drop Beetlejuice.
And what does that show you? Everyone can have fun on Halloween.
Right, and he's Beetlejuicing Judy.
And then hanging up. He's like, I'm out of here.
What happens when you say that? I go somewhere?
He appears.
Like, he shows up.
Oh, right.
No, we'd like you to go somewhere. That's what we'd like you to do. All right. You mind if we move on to this? Find out what Judy got in
the
newsroom?
Yes. Actually, no bail for a Chicago computer science specialist accused of helping ISIS.
Stranger Things.
Oh, I was going to say, anybody know it?
This is a good one.
It is.
My heart's racing.
This one gets you more pumped up than scared. I don't know why it gets me pumped up.
It reminds me of like what it'd feel like to swim in the ocean at night.
Oh, God, now that you say that, that's terrifying.
I think it makes a nice Christmas song.
So cozy.
Beetlejuice.
Oh, jeez.
Things are falling apart.
Mixing everything together.
Things are falling apart on the Rokon show with Anna DeVlantis.
Yeah.
When are they not?
Taking a bad turn.
Is there going to be a third season of that?
I didn't
coming on Netflix?
So.
Yes, we're being told.
Yeah.
kids are going to be 40 by the time they're done with this. Really? It's really going to be a lot less interesting when they're 40. And the kids that are cute now are like, yeah, I could see that. If I, you know, like child actors have that thing when they get a little older, they go through that phase of like, oh, they still kind of look like a kid, but they're like fully grown and they have an alcohol problem. What happened?
Sad.
The one kid still won't have teeth.
I know that. That kid's in a bunch of stuff, though. That kid is getting more work than any of the other kids, except for the girl, the Bobby Baby Brown. What's her name?
Millie Bobby Brown.
Yeah.
Millie Bobby Brown.
I've never seen an episode of that. What is it? What is it even about?
Listen, if you have to ask.
Monsters and adventures and whatnot.
Yeah. It's kids. It's basically E.T., but all effed up. That's what it is. There's no other way to describe it other than that. I can't use the term.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's just...
Is it weird that a lot of grown people like to watch this, or is it a kid's show or an adult show?
I think both.
Is it really a kid's show, though? Doesn't it get a little too scary?
You see what the kids are looking at now?
Yeah, that's true.
Ever seen kids playing Halo?
Can't even watch the news.
Cutting a guy in half? Right. It's just not.
Sadly.
Enough. All right. Let's find out what's coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom with Judy Pylak in 2 minutes.
Is this it?
Anyone?
I guessed it.
Nope.
I was told, so I know the answer.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I was just going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Halloween ones better, but...
this one's not that good.
Yeah. I think I even like the Screams better.
I have Halloween by the numbers, by the way. Halloween 2018 by the numbers.
Meaning what? 175
million Americans will celebrate Halloween this year.
Okay.
Who doesn't celebrate? Who's like, no, I'm not celebrating Halloween.
Well, maybe you with no costume? Ro not giving out candy at his house?
I'm celebrating Halloween tonight, for sure.
Yeah, what does it mean to celebrate Halloween, I guess?
Don't. I just got numbers here. What am I supposed to do?
I just got numbers here.
I can't explain. I'm just doing it.
Okay. So what else?
41 million potential trick-or-treaters aged 5 to 14, according to the U.S. Census Bureau.
You're a censor.
Let me tell you something about the. How do they do that? They can't even tell you how many people are in the city. How do they know how many? I guess 5 to 14.
Don't question your own numbers, bro. Continue.
I am questioning my own numbers. Well, I guess they're saying that 5. To 4, there's 41 million kids between the ages of 5 and 14.
Right.
That's it.
So let's say half of those are going to go trick or treating.
All right. So now we're down to.
These are our numbers.
Very scientific.
They're the Rokon numbers.
Numbers interpreted by the Rokon show. Right.
Stop questioning me! The average amount Americans will spend on Halloween festivities.
Oh.
Average family?
Yeah. Average amount I get things by person, I think.
By person.
$45.
Yeah. No, I'd say it's higher. I'd say $112.
Whoa. $86. Okay. Split the difference right there.
What?
I found that these numbers are less interesting than I thought they were going to be when I say them out loud.
No, this is very fascinating.
Acres of pumpkins harvested in the United States in 2017.
Oh, that's kind of a dumb one.
Huge.
But they're all in Illinois, or most of them.
69,000.
Morton, Illinois, by the way.
69,000 acres in Morton, Illinois, that's it? Everywhere else? The pumpkin doesn't exist anywhere else?
The biggest pumpkin provider, supplier in the country.
Yeah.
Morton, Illinois. We're the pumpkin capital.
We are the pumpkin capital.
Might be 90%. I'm going to go with the world.
The world, yeah.
No big deal.
I don't think
we're just interpreting this however.
I might tell you something. I don't think the pumpkin's so big around the world. I don't really don't. Outside of here.
They don't have pumpkin spice lattes like in Czechoslovakia and stuff?
I'm guessing
pumpkin's
not.
Pretty good if you cook it.
Yeah, you
make
slice
a pie.
If you put a lot of butter on it and
pumpkin
cinnamon.
Seeds are good.
Yeah, pumpkin seeds.
You got to grow a pumpkin for the seeds.
Can I just tell you? Everything about the pumpkin is average, except for the pie.
It's not true. I love pumpkins.
You do not love pumpkins.
I can make pumpkins
in April.
Listen to me. I can make beef stew in a pumpkin.
Ew.
In a pumpkin?
That's right.
That sounds horrible.
You can put it right in your oven. It's delicious.
Mm. Just use a crock pot.
Why? When there's a pumpkin and we're the pumpkin capital of the world.
You got to take all the stuff out.
Judy's like, she goes through the local Jewel. Where are the pumpkins in March? Where are the pumpkins? I want the pumpkins. Why don't you have the pumpkins on display? I'm going to make a beef stew.
I don't want cans. I want real pumpkins.
Don't you guys eat any, like, gourds around this time of year?
What's a gourd?
Pumpkin pie.
They look gross.
When I say pumpkin pie, I mean an actual pumpkin that's the little one.
Then you got a gourd that looks like it might have been alive at one point. It's got green and long and weird looking.
Or the little bumps on it and stuff. Yeah. Doesn't look very appetizing.
That's supposed to just be for decoration.
That's the one you put on your table. Exactly. Or in a bowl. You don't eat that one. But you could eat, you know, there's the squash and
squash
all those.
Squash is good. I like squash.
It's delicious.
Pumpkin bread is good, too.
There you go.
You can't sleep on pumpkin bread.
That's true.
Continue.
So it's bread and pie.
Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice.
All right. How many years has it been since It's a Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown?
Since it first came out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
70 years.
62.
70 years.
73.
52 years. 52 years. The kids don't realize that black and white kicked in about 50 years ago. It went to color about 50 years ago on television. Back 73 years ago, there wasn't a whole lot of television to watch.
That's true.
There was one channel of a guy wrestling another guy in a mask.
Yeah, now that I actually think about it, it was a bad number.
Yeah, bad number.
I'm going to go 52.
I need you people to start thinking before you're answering, okay?
When would that start?
Children who plan to dress as their favorite princess this year.
100%.
No,
percent
that's,
numbers. I need a number.
Numbers? Because those are really the young ones that they're really
7
into.
Million.
No, it's not
we
7
million.
We
have to think about our numbers, Kevin.
I'd say 375,000.
That's it? No way.
3.8 million girls will dress as a princess.
How many of those are guys?
2.2 million will put on a Batman cowl.
I'm Batman.
And another 2 million will go as a Star Wars character.
How do the kids get into the Star Wars?
I know. They Star Wars just hits on every generation.
They do. They love it.
It skipped me so hard. I don't understand.
Yeah, I've never had any.
How about a ghost or a goblin? Any of those around anymore?
Boring.
What,
Dracula?
Okay, Grandma Moses. What the hell is that? A ghost? Oh, let's put on a sheet and go as a ghost.
Let me tell you something. How about Beetlejuice?
The only person that... let me tell you. No one puts on a sheet except at the White House.
You can't do that anymore.
Those are the only people who do that.
They go around
it's too risky these days to be a ghost.
Right, that's right. Right, because you never know.
It's right, I meant something spooky. It's all in the White House still?
Yeah, Pence just puts a big sheet on, puts the eyes through it, and he walks in. How do you think I'm doing, Mr. President? It's my greatest honor to be a ghost here at the White House today.
The music is great.
See, that music doesn't work for a little princess now, does it?
No. Yeah.
Yeah, if the princess kind of gets angry.
Yeah.
And let Taffy do.
And if the princess had a few too many drinks at the nightclub.
Maybe they were dead princesses. That would be good for Halloween.
Percent of celebrators who plan to dress their pets in costumes.
Oh, God.
I almost did
Big number.
I didn't.
I did that. Did you get one, Anna? I did. Little flamingo this weekend.
Flamingo.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Did it look funny running around?
So cute. Everybody wanted. People wanted to take pictures. Grown people wanted to take pictures with my pet. So can I take a picture with your pet?
What do you think the percentage is?
It's got to be a high number. A percentage of pet owners or percentage of...
Pet owners.
Pet owners.
If you don't own a pet, it's really hard to dress them.
82.
I'd say 67.
This will shock you. It's only 20%, but that's up 4% since last year.
Only 20%?
Wow. Yeah, only 20%.
Well, you know, I thought about it, but I didn't do it. But I was going to go with a pumpkin.
Millennials most likely to do it.
You know how popular pumpkins are
in Illinois.
Yeah,
that's because we don't have kids to dress up.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And unless you start having kids, Hondurans are going to give us smallpox.
It's your fault. No kids.
Was that scary enough for you?
Yeah, that actually kind of scared me.
That was. Oh, my God.
I've got to be a hero now.
A lot of
save America.
Right.
Need to get out there and start breeding.
Yeah, procreating.
Right.
Right.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, and discriminately. Just indiscriminately. Just as many children as you can bring in.
All right.
Get them all pregnant.
Save this country.
Let's see. The percentage of adults who were going to be a witch this Halloween.
That's a big costume.
No.
It is. We trick-or-treated on Saturday and Sunday in two different neighborhoods for the business districts, and there were so many witches,
it's
both
all
adults
the moms
and kids.
Just put the hat on. They're like, I'm a witch.
What do you think it is?
10 million.
It's percentage.
55.
Oh. No, I say adults?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to go lower. I'm going
9.
Lower.
I'll go 30%.
No, wait. I want to go
lower.
Wait,
who said 9%?
I did.
Judy? No, you didn't.
No. I said 9.
10%.
Whoa.
Very good. Anna, very good.
Thank you. I'm thinking before I answer.
Well, that's not fair.
All right.
The rest of us is blurting out words.
How much have horror films earned this year?
Whoa. Halloween. Well, Halloween's killing it.
$400 million.
I'll go $300 million. That sounds high. I'll go
$752 million so far. There's almost $750 million. How about that? See, Halloween opened at $77 million.
Huge.
That was big. Okay. Amount spent on pumpkin spice products since August 25th.
Oh, this is going to be a scary number.
A dollar amount?
This I'd is say, gonna be huge.
I mean, huge. They even have cereals that are pumpkin spice.
I like just Cheerios. Bought crackers.
$6.9 million.
Wow. Scary.
Would have thought more.
Horrified.
And you know what? There's probably no pumpkin really in any of that.
Right.
How are they supporting Illinois pumpkin farmers?
Yeah, just there's by, no. It's just it's about like cinnamon and allspice or whatever they use. There's no really no pumpkin taste.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because a pumpkin spice would be air. And water.
Cardboard.
Yeah. There's really, pumpkin doesn't taste like anything.
It doesn't.
No, it's pumpkin is just about fiber. It's just about, it's
you gotta
just
doctor it
orangish
up.
Fiber. It's a little, it's sweet, but also pale. Also, you can lick a floor and it tastes the exact same way.
I love watching those pumpkins, like elephants with pumpkins, tigers with pumpkins.
What do you mean? That's a thing?
At the zoo you're talking about when they give them to them?
No, well, I've never been at the zoo when they give them, but there's videos online. It's like viral videos of like tigers playing with pumpkins. They don't even like eating them.
Okay, right. How sad is that? Well, I've never been to a zoo.
No, but
I just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah, okay,
on YouTube.
I've been to the zoo, but not when they give them the pumpkins.
Well, in Serbia, the zoo is actually the grocery store.
You got to get it from the pumpkin.
It's a different
situation. Depends on your life.
Yeah. Because a bit of, you know, the things didn't go so well in the election, so they have to stay, they're eating the animals.
No, Serbia really does not have a zoo.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
I did see
like,
an ostrich,
why would we spend
though.
Money, like, right, putting that just, thing in a cage?
Just go in your backyard.
When it could be so delicious. and this, I don't know why we need this, but the number of species of bats.
Whoa.
There's a lot of different bats out there.
Bats freak me out.
They freak me out, too. That's on
bats.
My list. I don't have a very long list. Snakes and bats.
I'm going to say 53
different species. 53
different species.
I'll go 36 and a half.
No, I'd say lower, like 12.
Huh? 1,200.
How can there be 1,200 species of bats?
What do you want?
Are you sure about those numbers?
Numbers?
I don't know.
Have you ever been in a cave? Believe it.
No, I actually
but that doesn't necessarily
just been
mean
in a cave either. Although it doesn't count as a home in Serbia.
Well, I've been in one of those trenches, but not a cave.
How many bedroom cave are you in?
How many bedroom cave?
Remember, she's on the Romanian border because they got nicer caves in Romania.
Yeah, sometimes they come over and build ours.
And much smaller zoos as well.
How about this? You'll love this one, Rob. Before I know we get a break, but Senator Ted Cruz tweeted a letter from the Zodiac Killer to wish everyone happy Halloween.
Oh, my God.
That's the most perfect thing ever, Ted Cruz.
He's already scary enough. Man who killed five people, never identified.
He did that?
He just did. Yes, he just did that.
Are you going to blame another intern again?
I love the Zodiac Killer. He's the scariest. He killed all those ladies. They were so pretty, but he had to kill them anyway. Because there were voices in his head telling him, kill, kill, kill.
So creepy.
Oh. Go look at his Twitter feed.
What? All right.
That's all you gotta
that
do.
Alone.
Check it out.
That alone. I don't even know where. I don't. Everybody was all crazy about his race and Beto O'Rourke and all the rest. I mean, I don't. What do I care about? It's Texas. But I would say that alone should disqualifying him from being a United States Senator.
It's part of an apparent Halloween joke. He tweeted the letter, you know, and all the little Zodiac symbols.
Oh, that's so funny.
Right.
That is so funny. What we're gonna do?
Oh, my gosh.
It was between that and Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh, gee. Oh, oh gosh.
No love for John Wayne Gacy?
I like him, too.
Like him, too.
He was a big, fluffy man. He was a clown. I love clowns. Especially that clown from It.
When he gets the children.
I bet he saw a video with that, too.
I really like it when he gets the children in his sharp teeth.
Oh, no.
Everything tastes better with queso.
Come on.
What is he thinking?
What is he thinking? Right. That's his sense of humor? I mean, really? This is why everybody hates him.
He's such a weirdo.
All the people I know in Washington are Republicans.
Uh-huh. We don't talk to him.
They hate him. They go, we got to have him. He's, you know, tip of the spear. We need a guy like that. Well, I hate him.
He's tweeting out the Zodiac Killer for Halloween.
He has cryptic letters.
I mean, that's crazy.
Oh, my God.
And all he wrote was Happy Halloween.
It's crazy. All right. Let us now find from Judy. You know what? The funny thing is, I'm almost afraid to go to the news with mm-hmm. Judy because it mm-hmm. could. It's
we're
even,
already scared enough.
The Ted Cruz story.
Yes, exactly.
How Roe ruined Halloween.
Is that really the tease?
Close sure. enough. What does she care?
And now, the Rokan Show presents News or Ruse, a true game of true wit and skill. And now, here's your master of ceremonies, Rokan!
Thank you, Mr. Duffy! It's a special edition of News or Ruse, a Halloween edition. Very spooky. Very spooktacular.
Scary.
Very scary. Scary. Scary.
So scary.
Where's my scary sound? Scary.
With special guest Kevin Powell.
Yes, our special Ta-da! Celebrity is Kevin Powell. Now,
I just want the number, because since we were doing Halloween, how many people canceled before you were like, all right, just make Kevin the guest here?
Six.
Including Beetlejuice.
Right.
And we asked him three times. I just wouldn't do it. Right.
Well, I'm here. I'm excited. Yeah. You guys never invite me to play, so yeah, this
no,
is fun.
No, it was good. No, it's good.
This is good.
That's good. No, you're
a kid. Don't mess this up.
Yeah, it's what it is. Hey, all right. So now, but Kevin Powell does have something to promote. You know, generally when we have somebody on, they're promoting something.
Yes. Okay. The End Zone, which is at Central and Ashland at Ryan Field, which is a new kind of tailgating. You can buy beer there and different booze, and there's just music and fun going on. It's like the official tailgating spot for Northwestern football. We are going to be doing a broadcast there Saturday, myself and Harry Tynowitz from 3 to 5:30, leading up to one of the biggest games at Ryan Field in Ryan Field history, really. I mean, yeah. This is something that's going to go down in Northwestern's history books. Notre Dame is coming to town to play at Ryan Field. Remember, the last time Notre Dame and Northwestern played, which was officially a Northwestern game, was at Soldier Field. So they haven't been to Ryan Field since 1976. So myself, Harry Tynowitz will be there from 3 to 5:30 going up to pregame. Dave Bennett will have kickoff at 6:15. But there's going to be a million guests. You and Anna are swinging by. Dave Bennett, the voice of the Cats, will be there in the 4 o'clock hour. Adam Hoag, the Northwestern sideline reporter, will be there. So it's gonna be awesome.
All
it's gonna
hands
be fun.
On deck.
All hands on deck.
All hands on deck.
Everybody.
For this.
But it's at the End Zone. So if you want to swing by, we'll be there 3 to 5:30 Saturday. I'm pumped for it.
I'm glad you could make it to do the show today because Adam Hoag was trick or treating with his kid. All right, here we go. Here's what we are playing for. Grand prize winner gets a $50 gift certificate from Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out The Edge, their state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview, now also open in Orland Park. And a Never Measure. Easily center, level, and hang your wall decorations fast. Eliminate the need for use of measuring tape and calculating fractions. Veteran-owned and made in the USA. Get yours at nevermeasure.com. And no, you cannot use it for that. All right, and everybody gets a Never Measure.
Now that's scary.
Yeah.
Dude.
All right, here we go. All right, I want everybody who's joining us here, you got to turn your radios down. That's the first most important
turn
thing.
Turn them off.
No, turn them down.
Okay.
What is wrong with her?
That, and then she was plugging the other Christmas station.
No, I was not plugging it.
Yeah,
And I want to just quickly correct something. They're actually doing a contest on guessing when that day is. It's not November 16th.
So you just ruined a contest for another radio station? Is what you?
Well,
you
no. I thought it was November 16th, and I had seen previous things
this
last
This is about
year.
Some other radio station.
I don't.
If you keep talking like this, it's going to turn us Christmas music on November 16th.
Keep
here
your
we go. Here's
on.
Here is News or Ruse. Let's meet our contestants, shall we? Gary is playing with Judy. Gary,
hi, Gary.
I'm going to be with Judy. This is scary, Gary.
Ooh, Gary's had a couple.
Tony,
my kind of guy.
Tony is playing with Violetta. Tony?
Hey, Ro. Hello, Violetta.
Hey, Tony.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I know this is the scariest
Halloween. Spooky tonight.
Yeah, no, yeah, yes, you are. And Brigida, am I pronouncing that properly?
Yes, you are.
Brigida is playing with Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Brigida.
This is actually
love
the most
name.
This is the most normal couple that we have right now. That's all I want to say, because I kind of like them. I'm kind of rooting for them right now, because
right.
I sort of feel as though someone's not going to get hurt.
Hey, me and Tony are good.
All right, Gary.
Gary
and Judy, here you go. You ready? Here's your first headline. Ohio 5-year-old tests positive for meth after reportedly eating Halloween candy.
Tested positive for what?
Meth.
What do you think, Judy?
I think that could be true.
Yeah, was it in the news? I'll go with you.
I did not hear it in the news, but... Okay, scary, Gary, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
News.
Scary Gary has drank half the handle since noon, so it's all good. All right, here we go. Tony and Violetta, here's your headline. North Dakota woman to hand out letters to fat kids on Halloween.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Violetta, what do you think about that one?
I think that's B. I don't know. What do you think?
You go for it. Yeah, they're crazy today. Seriously, dude.
All right, we're going to go news.
Yeah.
How about that? All right. All right, now let's go to Brigida and Kevin. And really, Brigida and Kevin, I'm really, really all pushing right. for you here. All right, here we go. Let's see. Odd-smelling milk duds found in Halloween candy cause stir.
Oh, I gotta go news here. What do you think?
I'm good with news.
All right, final answer, news. Boom!
Wow. Everybody right.
I think it's possible. Oh, I think it's what Gary hasn't drank.
Are Gary and Tony hanging out together trying to drink a handle of vodka?
All right, here we go. Gary, back to you. Gary and Judy. Orlando High School reminds students it's too soon for Hurricane Michael costumes.
What state?
That would be in Orlando.
And Florida. That's Florida.
Florida.
No.
What kind of a hurricane costume is there? Hurricane costume?
I think your dog has sensed an intruder, Gary. I don't know.
Or he's barking at Gary.
He's trying to get him out of the house.
Sober up! Take me for a walk!
Scary Gary thinks it's news.
Yeah. Nice going, dear.
All right, here we go. Tony, back to you. Tony and Violetta, here you go. Halloween is the number one day for free candy and property crime.
No, I think another day is property crime.
I'm with you, Violetta. Let's get that lead.
Let's get it false. We're going to go.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, Home Depot. Here we go. Brigida and Kevin. Again, I'm really...
All right, we can take the lead here.
This is like in a horror film. You're the only ones who don't get murdered because...
Jamie Lee Curtis continuously avoiding Michael Myers.
Right, because you're the good ones.
All right, we're the pure ones.
All right, here we go. Home Depot pulls Peeping Tom Halloween decoration after Toronto mom complains.
Brigida, people love to complain, so if I hear that in the news, I totally get it.
I say news.
I'll go news.
By the way, Tony, let me explain something to you.
Yeah,
this
Tony.
Is their question. Don't help them. See, you're all going for the same thing here. Okay? All right, here we go. That would be correct.
Boom,
All right. Okay, let's take a little breaky poo here and find out from
and
Violetta.
And maybe drink some water.
Yep, exactly.
Everybody take a breath.
A big glass of water. I mean,
and
one
maybe
glass
a piece of
water.
Bread.
Yes, that'd be very helpful for everybody. And we will come back on the other side, and we're going to see who's going to win this thing, whether it's Scary Gary or Tony and Violetta. I like Tony. He's got a lot of energy. I like him. But he might be drinking with Gary. I'm not sure. And then Brigida and Kevin, they're the ones that'll, you know, they just met right before they had to spend the night in the haunted house. And we're hoping that they're going to be able to make it.
Well, Tony keeps helping them. And when it comes to us, he's letting me do it. That's not a good idea.
No. That's right. Violetta only wins because she gets better contestants.
Oh.
Let's find out what's going on in the traffic world. coming up at the top of the hour, David Jennings from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. All right, we're playing Newsaroos. And it's really scary because it is it's a Halloween theme, but it's also the contestants are just scary. I don't know what's going on.
It's that time of year, you know.
And the leaderboard currently, myself and Brigitte.
Yeah. Is it Brigitte?
I think it's Brigitte.
It's Brigitte, I think. It's Brigitte, right? It's a
Brigitte.
It's right. It's a hard G. Hard G.
Come on, Kevin.
Yes.
I apologize, Brigitte.
Yeah. Don't make it harder on Brigitte than it has to be. You two are going to end up together after this whole thing. That's how
America's
this movie
couple.
Ends. Yeah, America's
yes.
Sweethearts right there.
No big deal.
All right, Gary and Judy and Tony and Violetta. All right, Gary and Judy, got to get this right to stay in it. Are you ready, Gary?
Yeah, give me an easy one.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Police union president apologizes for Hillary Clinton arrest photo.
Judy?
I'm going to go with Ruse.
With what?
Ruse. Stop eating that meth candy.
I'm going to go with news, Mr. Knarble Wagon.
This guy's awesome.
Scary Gary, you came through with a win.
I
want
to hang out with this guy.
That was Gary's last stop before he passed out. All right, Tony and Violetta, got to get this right to stay in. Are you ready, Tony?
Here we go.
Man in evil teddy bear costume arrested for threatening hotel employee.
Violetta, I think I know what it is. What you think?
Well, you go if you think you know what it is.
Let's do some news.
Okay.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, that was very good.
Yes,
you know what? Your dog is cheating. Your dog is helping. I think your dog is. I think your dog. The dog was like, "Yeah, no, I read that."
Tell her she's wrong.
Saw it in the newspaper.
All right, here
it up
we
off
go.
The driveway.
Brigitte and Kevin here. This is for the win. Fuck. I think Gary just flushed the toilet.
Well, he just threw up in it.
That's not my dog.
No, all right.
That's my dog. I'm sorry.
Fox and Friends. Are you ready? Here we go.
Yes.
Fox and Friends Halloween costume tweet gets first non-political like of 2018 from President Trump.
So.
Tony, quiet.
Come on, Kevin. What do you think?
I'm going to go news.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, I don't know. What do you think?
Okay. All right. Let's go news.
I failed you, Brigitte.
All right, the lightning round. Here's the lightning round. Gary
Damn
and Judy,
it.
I'm so sorry that we have to do this. Obama masks outselling Trump masks in 2018, but don't tell Trump.
Gary? Hello?
What do you think, Judy? I think it's true.
I think it's a ruse, but you were right last time.
Really?
I didn't answer.
I think there's more Democrats out there. I'm going to say news. Yeah.
Damn it, Gary.
He just celebrated his own flushing of the... All right, North Carolina. Here we go, Tony. Here you go. North Carolina City bans unpopular candy ahead of Halloween.
Violetta, give me a little help.
I'm going to say news because Brigitte sounded really excited about it.
I'm with you, darling. Yes.
Dang it.
All right. Brigitte and Kevin, you got it. Violetta and Tony could have stolen this.
Backs up against our wall here, Brigitte.
Here you go. Tiger bites woman in painful Halloween zoo trespass.
What? Where?
I'm going to go to news.
News.
We're alive. We're alive.
You're alive, but unfortunately, I'm sorry to say that Gary is no longer alive. And I don't mean that in the contest. I mean that in real life.
Let me guess the last one. News.
All right. Thank you. All right. Hold on. Hold on, Gary. Make sure we get Gary a never measure so he can...
Gary.
Gary's going to get some sort of a laser burn from the never measure.
For sure.
All right. Here we go. This is for the win here. Tony and Violetta. Sean White apologizes for offensive Tropic Thunder Halloween costume.
He hasn't even had time to apologize.
Violetta, I love you. I'm with you. That's a rosy ruse.
Okay.
Oh my God, Violetta.
Yeah, I like this. I like how Violetta has forgotten the logic of there were Halloween parties on Saturday. Oh, yeah.
Well, I was there, man.
I know, Tony. Don't expect to come back.
Here we go, Brigitte, for the win.
For the win. Florida dentist offering Bitcoin for Halloween candy. Doesn't understand how cryptocurrency. Wait.
What?
Florida's always a trap. You always think it's true, but
Florida
it's not.
Florida dentist offering Bitcoins for Halloween candy. Didn't understand how cryptocurrency works, authorities say.
Brigitte, I'm going to leave this to you. You're the leader of the household.
Oh, my God. Let's go news. Wait, it's... okay, news.
I need an answer. News. I need a final answer. News. Is that your final answer? No.
Okay, Tony, we got this. We got this.
It was written by a 10-year-old. There we go. You know what? I am out of time. No. I have to give it... Everybody is a winner here.
All right.
Except for Scary Gary.
No, he is a winner.
Yes. Well, he's won in his own world. But everybody, you guys.
Brigitte, have a good, happy Halloween. Enjoy the night.
You each get the $50 Builder Supply Outlet gift certificate and the Never Measure. How about that?
Brigitte sounds nice. I like her.
Tony is so nice.
Tony is the best. You two are
Violetta,
my...
you are so sweet. I love you.
Thanks.
You two are my favorite contestants ever. Thank you. All right, hold on a second here.
Sorry I didn't say it back, Gary. It's just too soon.